it is very important that we have a balance between the theory and the practical. With the theory, we know what we should be accepting and what we should be rejecting, and why we should be accepting and rejecting. And then we have to be able to do it, to put it into practice, to be able to apply it. Or as we'll often say, to be able to realize the practices. There was the example of being like a blind person. Another way to maybe explain it is that if you are somebody who loves music, or maybe sings, or somebody that loves sport, and there's one thing, we watch it on the television, we watch the sport on the television, or we listen to people singing, and we might be very good critiques. We might be able to, we might say, oh, why didn't this person do this? Or why did the person sing like that? They've done this wrong, or they've done that wrong. And it's easy to just be able to say, why didn't you do this or do that? But if we actually have to do it ourselves, then it's a completely different thing. If we are on the sports field, will we be able to do what they can do? The only way we will be able to do it is if we go and we practice, and then we see, oh yes, we are able to do it, or we aren't able to do it. Or somebody that's singing as well, we might criticize somebody's voice, but to be able to sing like them is a completely different story. We hear people singing and we think, wow, that's so amazing. We think that they've just got there and they've just started singing and it just happens naturally. We don't realize how much practice has been involved for them to be able to sing like this. And this is the same with a theory. Understand the concept behind it, why it's important, but then we have to put in the practice to be able to actually apply it, to be able to do it. And then it really makes a difference in our daily life. And this is why I'm really emphasizing the importance and emphasizing to everybody to practice, to meditate. Through our meditation, we develop our awareness, we develop the right mindfulness. And later on, we'll talk about maybe the differences between mindfulness and awareness. With the meditation, our mind becomes much clearer. We have much more concentration. Our mind is calmer, more tranquil. And when it is like this, it's much easier to see what is arising in our mind. And it's much easier for us to train this crazy monkey mind of ours. In the beginning, our monkey mind is rather wild. It's very difficult to train. And when our mind is full of all of these thoughts, all of these worries and these anxieties, it's very difficult for us to concentrate. And if we're not concentrating, it does affect our efficiency, our effectiveness. We're trying to do something, but we're thinking about something else. We're worrying about this, we're worrying about that. So in fact, we're not being effective and efficient. And also, when we are listening to teachings or what other people are saying, how much of it is really going in? But when our mind is calm and tranquil, our mind is at peace, then we can really hear what other people are saying to us. And it's really got a much better opportunity of entering into our mind stream, and that we might be able to remember it and be able to practice it. And this applies or is helpful in all aspects of life. It doesn't just only have to help for Buddhism. And this is one of the great things about meditation. It really helps us in all aspects of life. Just a few days ago, I was talking to somebody and they asked me, they said, will I please teach them how to meditate? I said, sure, no problem. And as soon as I started talking to them, within half a minute, they were distracted. They were listening to other people. They were looking at this. They were looking at that. And it was very difficult to share with them because their mind just wasn't stable enough. Their crazy monkey mind was always busy. It was always distracted. And after just a minute of speaking to this person, you could just see that nothing was going in. And when he said, sit and meditate for a minute, within 15 seconds already, they were distracted. They were concerned about and getting all involved with everything that was going on around them. It's the same as when somebody's talking to us, but we're really worried about something, or we're really thinking about something where somebody has hurt us, then we don't really hear what the other person is saying to us. Our mind is somewhere else. We are somewhere else. Gradually, through our meditation, for instance, starting with breath meditation, it seems so simple, but it can make such a profound difference in, as I said, in many aspects of our life, in our efficiency, our effectiveness, our happiness, our health, reducing our suffering. And being more present with the people around us. Maybe an important point is just to mention to everybody that meditation does take time. It's not something that is a quick fix. It's not that in a week suddenly everything's going to be resolved. It really is something that we need to practice over a long period of time. And then after a few months, you start to feel a difference, you see the difference. And then after a year, there's even a greater difference. And so we progress. So don't be too hasty to see instant results. And this is because we have been so used to letting our monkey mind, our crazy monkey mind, do what it wants. For many, many years, for many, many lifetimes. And so it is going to take time for us to transform our mind and to be able to master our mind.